This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
On Sunday, the 29th of April, located between Ballarat and Bendigo in Victoria, Castlemaine Pride is taking over Castlemaine's Botanical Gardens after a promise that the Castlemaine community made to themselves after the postal survey last year to celebrate diversity and equality for all. Dean Arcurie spoke to Martin Chaswick, the manager of Castlemaine Community House, about how this came about.
You know, Castlemaine's not that far from Melbourne. It's probably an hour and a half, an hour and three-quarter drive, and there's a train. But it is a smallish town surrounded by mountains and forests, so it probably can feel a little isolating. But particularly, I guess, for the people in the smaller towns, and there's quite a few people that live in these small towns. You know, we're sort of nestled between Daylesford and Kyneton and all of these sort of wonderful suburb towns around here. It's quite a diverse community. It's quite arty and a little bit alternative. And so from that comes perhaps a sense that, oh, you know, this is a really progressive community. But there's also, I guess, like most small country towns, a fair amount of conservative approach as well. And so it's one of those mixed bags. You could think, oh, look, it's all terrific here, but it's not. There's homophobia here for sure.
For many in our communities who live in regional areas, there can be added isolation, standing tall and being who you are in your home environment, especially last year during the postal survey. But in Castlemaine, the community really stood up and decided to make a change so that everyone can stand tall with pride, no matter how you identify.
Castlemaine Community House is a big part of Mental Health Week, and we saw the postal survey as a real risk to people in terms of mental health and mental well-being. So we decided to get involved with the community in doing something about the postal survey and what was going on for the well-being of gay and lesbian and transgender people in the community, so all of GLBTIQ. What happened, one of the things we did was a walk to the post office to all post our yes votes. And we had Lisa Chesters, actually, who's the federal local MP for Bendigo. She was trying to get, you know, some photo opportunities together in various towns, including Kyneton and Castlemaine and Bendigo. And so she asked me, and yeah, we said, yeah, look, we can do that. So we put a note out, and we had 90-something people turn up here at the community house. And this is a range of people. So quite a few of those people were LGBTIQ, but not all. And what we found through this is a community that's quite diverse, all working together for what they saw as social justice, which I think is a really lovely way of this happening. So what happened really quickly is that a whole bunch of organisations and also a large number of community people got involved with us really quickly, and we started to do a few things about all of this. We started this amazing campaign called the Letters of Love, which was actually started by a social worker that works in the area. What she did is she got people to write letters of support or love for GLBTIQ people, and she had those posted all around the Shire here, which is pretty lovely. So it was sending a message that we're okay. We also did a major campaign with the local council, which had some challenges, but what's come out of that is a roundtable discussion with council around LGBTIQ plus needs in the community. We provided a drop-in support service at the community house on a Wednesday night for anyone that was feeling challenged by the postal survey, and we had quite a lot of people coming along to that. And we also did some major campaigning at farmers markets and the like, raising the word about, well, getting people to actually vote, but hopefully vote yes as well.
And that is how Castlemaine Pride was born. And while their first Pride event is just one day of the community coming together, it's because of that community standing up last year and saying something needs to change that this celebration of regional pride was born.
So there's two sets of funding that we got, or three really, we got a grant from the Royal Flying Doctors Service, which is fantastic, that supports us. Also, Reclaim the Night Castlemaine provided us with a large donation, and there's some people in the community that have donated some money as well. So what came out of that is quite a bit of funds. People were making donations, and what we said is that when the marriage equality legislation came through, which we were pretty sure it would, we'd have a celebration of diversity. And that's what this Castlemaine Pride is about. It's a celebration of diversity and equality. We weren't sure what this event would be. It's a real community event. We're not trying to make this midsummer. We've put together a really beautiful postcard. And what we have found is that there are 300 or 400 people on the Castlemaine Marriage Equality Yes campaign website saying that they will come to this event. So I think it's going to be fabulous. The day itself will be a celebration. So it starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 29th of April in the Castlemaine Botanic Gardens, which are really beautiful gardens. And the idea is that we will have some fun for all. It's inclusive to all, so we're inviting everyone. It's about demonstrating that inclusion. And we will have activities from live music. We'll have bouncing castles and face painting for kids. We are catering the event so people don't have to buy food. We're having a local group called Murnong Mamas, which is an Aboriginal women's catering organisation, doing the catering. And it's supposed to be an afternoon of great fun for everyone.
The support of communities in regional areas makes all the difference to get an event like this off the ground. Your local community is what makes all the difference in a regional environment. They are your whole community. So to have businesses, organisations and individuals stand up in this way to make Castlemaine Pride a success is really exciting.
There's been lots of other organisations in town that have been incredibly supportive, and, you know, Stoneland's Bookshop is one of them. The Theatre Royal has been fabulous. And then there's obviously government-funded agencies like the Castlemaine District Community Health and some local schools. So it actually has been really heartwarming to have some fantastic organisations and businesses support us. One of the things that a lot of us said is that as awful as the postal survey was, and that it, you know, really did hurt some people, and we had, you know, quite a few people dropping in here on a Wednesday night seeking support, but what it also did is it brought us together. And I've made some great friends through this, people that I wouldn't have met before. It's a community putting together this amazing celebration or event. This is not a program of the Castlemaine Community House. This is a community event, and there's lots of people involved in making this happen. So, yeah, absolutely, you know, as bad as and as awful as the postal survey was, it has brought us together.
That was Dean Arcuri talking Castlemaine Pride with Martin Chaswick.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.